USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is denying any wrongdoing amid additional charges in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. The latest indictment claims he asked employees to delete security footage following a grand jury subpoena. Trump stated in a radio interview that he handed over the tapes despite not believing it was mandatory. The U.S. will experience extreme heat today with a heat index over 100 degrees from the Midwest to the Northeast. Heat advisories will expire tonight in New Jersey to Missouri, bringing cooler temperatures. The Southwest will continue to face scorching temperatures, but the record-breaking streak in Phoenix of 110-degree days should end on Sunday. Five people were wounded in a shooting at a Seattle community outreach event Friday night.
The actual shooting started in the parking lot of what is formerly known as the King's Donut, just right to the right of me. The shooting actually focused their efforts on an area where it was actually a community event going on.
Two of the victims are in critical condition. Seattle Police Chief Adrian Diaz said that dozens and dozens of rounds were fired. Justice Samuel Alito says Congress has no authority to regulate the Supreme Court. The conservative justice told the Wall Street Journal Friday that there is no provision in the Constitution that gives Congress the ability to impose a code of ethics on the High Court. Alito, one of several justices who have recently been criticized for ethics controversies. Ford Motor Company is recalling F-150s in the U.S.
On Friday, Ford announced the trucks were being recalled because of a wiring issue that can cause the electric parking brake to unexpectedly engage. The recall covers 2021 through 2023 F-150 trucks. With a single exhaust system, dealers can install a protective tie strap or replace the potentially weakened parts as necessary. Ford says it's not aware of any crashes related to the recall, but they have received over 900 warranty claims about faulty wiring in those trucks. I'm Brad Siegel.
This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.
Congress is on August recess with the fight over government funding sidelined until mid-September. Lawmakers left town Thursday after the House passed only one of a dozen appropriations bills. None have cleared the Senate. An Alabama woman, Carly Russell, is being charged with one count of false reporting to law enforcement and one count of falsely reporting an incident. After disappearing for 2 days, she claimed to have been kidnapped while checking on a toddler she reported seeing on the side of a highway. That claim was false. Americans are heading to movie theaters in big numbers.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
She's so cool.
Barbie and Oppenheimer are expected to have another really big weekend at the box office this summer. Barbie projected now to cross the $700 million mark worldwide by tomorrow. It already secured the biggest week in history for a Warner Brothers film at over $578 million around the world. Meanwhile, Oppenheimer is expected to surpass the $500 million mark tomorrow.
Tony and Emmy-nominated actress Inga Swenson has died. Family members say she passed away at the age of 90 last week in hospice care in Los Angeles. Perhaps best known for her role as Gretchen the Cook on the 80s TV sitcom Benson, her career spanned the silver screen and Broadway starting in the late 1950s. And the Mega Millions jackpot has now passed the $1 billion mark. Tuesday's jackpot in the multi-state lottery game will be worth just over $1 billion. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Don't miss the final days of end-of-season deals during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Plus, you can get up to 35% off select tools and accessories. Find big savings during the final days of the truckload event happening now. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/2. Exclusions apply. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.